What's up, y'all? Welcome to an unusual episode of the DIY Musician Podcast. Unusual because, for one, I'm going to try and keep it very short, about 10 minutes or less. There's no fanfare. I'm not going to roll the intro music or the outro music or have background music. It's just going to be me, Chris Robley, talking to you about how I see the future of this podcast. And if you've been a listener for a long time, I'd really like for you to weigh in and be part of that. If you heard the last episode of this podcast, you know that Kevin Bruner, who created the DIY Musician Podcast and who has been hosting it here with me for 15 years or more, has moved on to the next adventure in his music career. I wish him well. At the same time, what a vacancy that leaves. And I want to be kind of sensitive to the fact that those are big shoes to fill. And a lot of you have gotten used to the conversation that he and I have had together. So there's a way in which I want to honor that legacy, but also see an opportunity to change the format slightly and kind of move ahead in an exciting way. And as I said, please let me know what you think. You can write us at podcast@cdbabypodcast.com. The first thing I want to address is that over the years, I've heard from hundreds of you, maybe even thousands of you, that your favorite thing about this podcast has been that conversation between Kevin and I. You could tell that we were friends. You felt like our friends. We felt like your friends. You took us with you on tour or, you know, to the grocery store or washing dishes or wherever it is you were listening to podcasts, and you were a part of this conversation with us. I think it was clear that he and I were both active music makers. We're there in the trenches with you, trying different stuff out just like you are. And I don't want that aspect of the podcast to go anywhere. Which is why I'm really excited that in some of the coming episodes, Christina Cano will be on here with me as a co-host. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you've probably already heard her on some of the episodes. When Kevin was traveling, she'd fill in. She is a great musician. She has a band called Siren in the Sea. They've got, you know, like high-profile sync placements. She's done a featured guest vocal on a major label release. Whenever she plays live, she's, you know, really makes this big theatrical production out of it. And I always describe her music as Barbara Streisand meets Sylvan Esso. So it's got this kind of sophisticated jazz diva vibe while at the same time having like some synthy electro vibes. She also runs an ambient cassette label. She's done PR for a bunch of artists. At CD Baby, she's done 100 different things. So she really brings a ton of experience and wisdom and a lot of, just cool perspectives that I'm excited to share. And actually, I think the thing I'm most excited about with her is that she and I don't really agree on everything. We tend to have some divergent opinions when it comes to tech and the effect of tech on the artist's just well-being and whether it's an opportunity or a curse or both. So I think it'll be really fun to have her on here so we can have some good-natured arguments. And she and I will be doing some of those sort of outline-based discussions that you're probably used to hearing Kevin and I doing. And we're going to balance it out about 50-50 between those types of conversations with artist interviews and industry experts and stuff. We want to talk to a lot more people moving forward. And one thing I want to clarify about that, because I get a ton of emails from publicists who pitch me different artist stories, and I read these pitches and I'm like, you have never listened to our podcast because you're pitching me the artist's story from an emotional angle. What we need on this podcast is people who are willing to outline what they did step by step. You know, they did ABC to achieve XYZ. And it doesn't have to be something that made you famous. These don't have to be artists that have millions of Spotify streams or anything like that. It just has to be something that you're willing to be transparent about. And even if it's like, I was playing in my town and no one was showing up, and then I did a show and 300 people came to the venue, that's great. If you can outline that step by step and you're willing to be transparent, we'd love to hear from you. So again, if you have ideas for artists, or maybe you are one of those artists who's willing to come on here and teach other musicians, that's great. Let me know at podcast@cdbabypodcast.com. One other change I want to make is I want to keep the conversations slightly shorter. Kevin and I obviously had a rapport and a rhythm that we'd established over the years, but that also meant we could sprawl a bit. And, you know, sometimes our podcast would be an hour and a half or more, and we're in the age of vertical video and 15-second content. So I want to try to keep the sort of main topic conversations between Christina and I or with our artist interviewees to about 25 to 30 minutes. And that will leave us some time for the next thing I want to talk about, which is that we're going to add a bunch of new segments. If you think about it almost like TV news, you know, there's the anchors and then they hand it off to correspondents who cover different topics. So to start with, we're going to have four ongoing segments that will each occur about once per month. And we may add more later on as we go. But for now, we've got The World, The Deal, The Hook, and The Spark. The World is going to be led by Erica Parr, who works on our international marketing team. And these are going to be exciting artist stories she wants to cover from non-English speaking music scenes around the world. It could be about how that music is being exported to English speaking markets. But I think also she's going to be outlining how marketing strategies differ from region to region based on, you know, like local economic realities or maybe differing access to different kinds of social platforms or tech tools. As a podcast in English, obviously, we have focused most of the conversations on English-speaking markets and English language music. So I think it'll be great to have Erica on here to add more to that conversation. And if you have ever been to one of our conferences, you may already know Erica. She also does a lot of webinars and live streams on our Brazilian and Spanish-speaking channels. So you might already be familiar with her. Next, we're going to have a segment called The Deal, which is going to be led by Rue Wildeman. And Rue is on our strategic partnerships team, which is sort of like CD Baby's biz dev team. And she manages our direct relationships with DSPs, which are streaming platforms. And whenever they have some new feature or something they're beta testing, some huge announcement, she's going to be on here to tell us the news, what we need to know, what's most important. And next week, she will be on here to talk about something very cool Tidal is launching. And I suppose more important, what you can do about it with your music. Another new segment we're going to have is called The Hook, which is basically case studies. So Rachel Barringer, who manages our social media accounts at CD Baby, will be on here to talk through why a particular piece of content works, maybe a really cool creative release strategy, something like that. Rachel's one of those people who pays really close attention to what's happening on social and among sort of new emerging artists and genres. So I think it'll be really cool to have her kind of bringing the best of that stuff that she's noticing to us. And the last segment I'm going to talk about today, again, we might have more coming, but these are the four we've sort of committed to over the next few months, is going to be called The Spark. And that is going to be led by Jack Polis. And while those first three segments are a little more on the informational or actionable side, the purpose of this segment is just to be inspirational. Jack is going to interview some of his favorite artists and get them to talk about the one moment when they realized everything had changed for the better. And, you know, he'll go into a little bit of what things were like, the status quo, the grind before that moment, and then what it felt like to experience the moment, what it was. Maybe they were on stage and their fans were singing back to them for the first time, or maybe it was a specific amount of money they'd earned. Whatever it was, he's going to get them to talk about it. I think it'll be nice to hear from artists who are slightly ahead of the average listener of this podcast in terms of their career status, but to also talk about the work and the grind and the drudgery right before everything changed, as a reminder to all of us, not just what we're working towards, but why we're working towards it. So those are the segments we're going to be adding towards the end of episodes. And speaking of end of episodes, that brings me to my biggest question I have for you. Typically at the end of every episode of the DIY Musician Podcast, we've got listener calls and emails. And to be honest, I'm a little bit mixed on what to do about this segment because on the one hand, it is like literally the most direct way that you can be a part of this podcast because you are on the podcast. At the same time, we've been doing them for 15 years and sometimes there can be just sort of similar questions and then that means there's similar answers. So part of me worries that it becomes a little bit redundant or that it departs from the main subject of that episode, you know, so drastically that it feels randomly tacked on. So I'm just curious, do you feel that way? Do you enjoy that section? Would you want it to happen less frequently? Maybe we save them all up for a dedicated episode every couple months, or really anything in between. I suppose we could also do one question per episode. So let me know about listener calls and emails. Should we kill it? Should we keep it? Should we change it? The email is podcast@cdbabypodcast.com. So that's the plan moving forward. I've invited you a few times already to give me feedback, but I also want to ask something of you, and that is just to be generous with us over the next month or two as we kind of dial in a new format and give yourself a chance to get used to some of these new voices. We're kind of working this out in real time. I hope you know I really appreciate all of you who have listened over the past 6 months or 5 years or 15 years. And as I said, I want to do the best that I can do to make sure you're getting all the stuff that you came here for originally, but take it somewhere new. So I hope you will keep tuning in every week. And speaking of, Christina and I will be on here next week where we're going to be talking about the five things we sure wish we knew when we first started making music. It's going to be a good one. See you here next week.